JDB Media presents Travel It Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, going solo this week since Christine Tibbetts is on the road and unable to participate. Normally, both of us bring you exciting and often exotic guests from the world of travel, both foreign and domestic. It's hard to believe this is the 44th episode of Travel It Radio. It's been a lot of fun talking to hoteliers, airline executives, authors, publicists, and more, many of them representing icons in the travel world. For you listeners out there, feel free to check out our Facebook page, Travel It Radio. You can also listen in live at iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, and you can check out the show afterward by typing Travel It Radio into the search box and clicking on today's date, January 31st, 2013. And feel free to call us at 914-338-0314. We'd love to talk to you. Tonight, my special guest is Paula Rivera of Hertz Rent-A-Car. Welcome to Travel It Radio, Paula.
Well, thank you, Dan, and thank you for having me.
Well, this is great. There's a lot to know about how to rent a car. Most people just take it for granted. But I think the average person really needs to know your tips. You know, what should the average person need to know about renting a car?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because you're exactly right. People do tend to take it for granted, and sometimes they need to do a bit of legwork. And one of the things I like to advise travelers is when you are making your reservations, whether it be airline, hotels, or when you're thinking about that trip, that's the time to rent a car or make a reservation. And I say that because oftentimes people forget about the car rental element of their trip until a day or two before. And if you're traveling during peak season, like if you're going to Florida down in spring break, the closer you reserve to your travel dates, the higher the price is going to be. So if you can book your car as far in advance as possible, you have a greater chance of securing a good rate.
I've learned that personally. And Paul, do car renters need insurance?
Do car renters need insurance? Well, it's really up to the individual renter. And a lot of times, again, people don't do their legwork, so they don't know what their personal insurance covers, their personal car insurance covers, or what their credit card coverage might offer. So they get to the Hertz location and they just don't know, so they look to our representative for guidance. And our representative, unfortunately, can't provide guidance on what the customer does or doesn't have. The only thing our rep can really do is say, well, this is what we offer. So if you find, after you do your homework, if you find that you have proper insurance, if you feel that your coverage is adequate, you don't need to get the car rental company's insurance.
Okay. What about the most economical way to handle gas? Should they opt for a full tank when leaving the rental facility? Should they bring the car back full? And also, doesn't Hertz have diesel cars that require much less refilling?
Yes, actually, one of the things I like to tell people, again, think about the trip. If you'll be doing a lot of driving, it doesn't hurt to get the car rental company's fuel purchase option, which is what they offer you at time of rental. Now, the nice thing about that is you buy a full tank of gas, and you basically are paying street value for that gas. Most of the companies, the car rental companies, will survey the area, and they will take an average. Like, they'll look at three or four gas stations and take an average, and that's how they come up with their fuel price. So that's really a great, easy on the mind type of way to get gas. The other thing is, on the economical side, is if you don't get the fuel purchase option, then fill up before you return the car. A lot of people travel with their smartphones, so they can always look at Gas Buddy to find out where the area gas stations are and what the prices are. So that would be the second thing. The thing that tends to provide a little bit of sticker shock is when you don't take the fuel purchase option, when you don't fill up with gas and you return the car, and suddenly there could be like a $7, $8 per gallon charge for gas. And that's the car rental company's that includes the cost of gas as well as the service fee for the car rental company having to fill up the car. So really, either get the FPO, and if you do that, be sure to bring the car back in, like, on fumes. And I personally, that's what I do, and I personally make a little game out of it to see how far on empty can I coast into the car rental facility. Or conversely, you know, just fill up before you return the car. We do actually offer hybrid cars as well as diesel cars. And we have the diesel cars are primarily located in leisure destinations such as Florida. And the cars use the clean diesel technology. So it's a cleaner, more environmentally friendly car. And those cars can get up to like 500 or 600 miles per tank.
Wow.
So you could literally traverse the eastern seaboard and only fill up like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, that's really a good deal. That sounds like the thing that I should do when I go on a long trip. And I've got one coming up in a couple of months, so that's something to think about. You know, in today's environment, with everybody talking about ecology, how does a car rental company maintain a green image?
Well, you know, that is an interesting question and something we ponder, because at the end of the day, we're renting cars. One of the nice things about being a car rental company is the fact that we are renting very new cars. Our cars, on average, are not even a year old. So you know those cars have the latest technology and in them in order to best preserve the environment. The other thing, we launched a program called the Hertz Green Collection. And we launched that, gosh, I believe back in 2006. And that's a combination of hybrid cars as well as cars that are high mileage, low fuel emissions. So that way for the green conscious consumer, when they're renting a car, they rent from the Green Collection, they know that they're renting an environmentally friendly car. On a corporate level, we actually obviously take a lot of steps to make sure we're using the proper light bulbs and we're not wasting energy. All of our car washes, they recycle their water, and they use environmentally friendly detergents. And one thing that we started doing over the past year is we started evaluating our facilities and installing solar panels.
Oh, very nice. Well, you know, you talked about diesel cars and hybrid cars, and you do save on gas, but are those cars more expensive to rent at the outset?
No, actually, they are on par with other cars in the category. They may be about $5 or $6 more expensive because cars in the Hertz Green Collection are make and model reservable. So if you call up or go to Hertz.com to make a reservation, and you reserve a Toyota Prius from the Green Collection, that's the car you'll get at time of rental. It's not small, medium, large, or something similar. In any of Hertz's collections, the car you reserve is the car you'll get. So there is about a $5 or $6 premium on that, just to take into account our operational costs of having to hold that car for the customer.
Okay. Okay. Delay at the car rental facility is a pet peeve of many travelers. What products or services does Hertz offer to help get customers on the road quickly?
Well, you know, that's actually a very interesting question, and I think customers especially feel that when they're traveling during high season. And I think the chill in the air tonight has me thinking of Florida. So if you're going spring break to Florida, you may inevitably run into some delays. And what Hertz has done is we've actually introduced Express Bank kiosks. And those kiosks have a two-way screen, so you can skip the line and go to the kiosk and process your reservation or your rental on your own. Now, the nice thing about the two-way screen is that if you do need help, you can push a button and a live agent will come up on the screen and that agent will walk you through the rental. So that's a really nice way to avoid the lines and kind of get in and get out. Something else that we offer is Hertz's Gold Plus Rewards, which is Hertz Gold is our expedited rental service. And once you join Gold, you don't have to stop at the counter. When you get to the car rental facility, your names will be in light. We actually have like the LCD board, so it will say Paula Rivera, stall 12. So you'll see your name and you'll know where your car is.
Oh, and that's great.
Yeah, it really is. So you just skip all lines altogether. One of the really cool things that we just launched a few months ago, we launched in 2012, but we enhanced it in December, is we now will send our Gold members a carformation, we call it, which effectively tells them, hey, you have a rental, your rental is ready, we reserved for you a Mazda 6, it's in stall 14, it's blue, and here's its license plate number. And that works really well for people that are traveling to airports, because if you notice on the planes, as the plane is taxiing to down the runway and going over to the gate, what do people do? They inevitably take out their phones and start looking at text messages and whatnot to see what's been going on. So before
yes.
you're even off the plane, you know what car you have. And what we did, we decided, hey, it's really wonderfully received by customers. They really like it. So what we did at the end of 2012, we introduced this in December, is we do carformation upgrades. So you'll get your carformation, you have the Mazda 6, would you like to switch with something else? Would you like to upgrade? You might realize that the economy car that you booked for your gang of six won't fit the gang of six.
Yeah.
Or all the golf clubs you're traveling with won't get in, won't fit in the car. So you can swap cars or upgrade your car, and that will be taken care of before you even get to the rental facility.
Ah, terrific. Well, another pet peeve, Paula, is that dreaded drop-off charge. In Florida, for example, with so many people going in and out of Orlando, why is there a drop-off charge for a one-way rental? So someone, let's say, picking up in Orlando might want to return in West Palm. Why does it work that way?
Well, you don't see that too much with Hertz. The price might be a little bit higher if you pick up in one location and drop off in another. But you don't actually, there's not an actual fee. And I think you see that with some of the other companies just because of the way the company is structured. Oftentimes, car rental companies will have a pool of cars designated to an area. So some companies are not quite as flexible about having one car, cars from one pool go into another area. One thing, if you want to drive one way into California, that does get to be expensive, or the drop-off charge would be higher, because California has a law that cars can only be rented in California that have a California license plate on it.
Oh, okay.
So if you take your car that has a Illinois license plate, drop it off in California, the car rental company now has to figure out a way to get it out of California in order to rent it again.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and special guest Paula Rivera of Hertz Rent-A-Car. Call us at 914-338-0314. Check out the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Paula, does Hertz offer non-smoking cars for people that might be allergic to cigarette smoke?
Yes, actually, we do offer non-smoking cars. And again, if you're a Gold member, you can put that into your profile. So when you reserve your car, we'll automatically know you this customer wants a non-smoking car.
Okay, and I assume that there's a big demand for that, am I right?
There is a big demand for it, yes.
Okay, well, I also want to ask you about SiriusXM satellite radio. When I rent a car, I've got to have SiriusXM because of the Decades channels. I also do some work for that network. Do a lot of your cars with Hertz have SiriusXM satellite radio?
Yes, they do, actually. We have thousands of cars equipped with Sirius. As a matter of fact, if you're traveling to any of the top travel destinations, I believe we have 50 locations where we offer Sirius satellite radio. There is a $5 a day fee for that. But again, like yourself, when you you're going somewhere unfamiliar or you like particular music, it's that fee is well worth it. We have, Hertz has an adrenaline collection, which is kind of the high-powered muscle cars, the Dodge Charger, the Ford Mustangs, and the adrenaline collection, which again is make and model reservable. Those cars all come equipped with Sirius, and that's part of the rental price.
Oh, very good. Okay. What would you tell a potential car renter looking to make maximum mileage on his rental at minimal expense? Are there coupons? Are there discounts for AAA, AARP, seniors, that kind of thing?
Of course, yes, of course. We actually work quite closely with AAA as well as AARP. And actually, I can't say all organizations, but most major organizations have an agreement, whether it be with Hertz or with a different car rental company. So you can definitely take advantage of savings that way. One of the things I like to tell people, if their travel plans are set in stone and they know for sure they're taking a trip, you can reserve on Hertz.com and prepay for your rental, and that will save you about 20% off of the price of the rental.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's definitely something to consider because, again, plan in advance, the rate will be less. And if you know your plans aren't going to change, do the prepaid option. The other thing I was going to say is it doesn't hurt to, I advised earlier, when you are making your other travel arrangements to book your car, if you are not prepaying, because if you cancel a prepaid reservation, there is a fee. I believe it's about $50 for canceling.
Okay.
But if you are not prepaying, you can make a reservation and cancel without any retribution. So make that reservation and keep your eyes open. If you see something else that's less expensive, make a reservation for the less expensive car and just cancel the first reservation.
Okay. And tell me if I'm wrong, but I think I've seen Hertz discount coupons in airline in-flight magazines. Am I right?
Yes, you certainly have. We definitely work closely with the airlines. Actually, I believe we partner with all major airlines. So we offer their frequent flyer members, as well as we'll run ads in their in-flight magazines. We'll offer them discounts as well.
Okay. And are rates always higher at an airport rental facility?
That's actually an interesting question. The base rate of the rental should be on par with an off-airport facility. However, sometimes airport facilities come with some additional taxes and fees that will add to the ultimate bottom line of what you're paying. A lot of municipalities love to fund pet projects through surcharges on car rentals, something we vigorously fight, but inevitably, if you're going to tax someone, why not tax someone from out of town as opposed to your own constituents?
Yes, that's right.
So I tell people, it's good to check out both, but take into consideration the fact that you need to get from the airport to the off-airport location. So sometimes the aggravation of getting your luggage, finding a taxi, getting to that off-airport location may not make the savings worthwhile.
Right. Okay, now to me, the next question is the most important question in the entire interview. What advice would you give to a person returning a car? Should he or she walk around the car and photograph it from all angles to be sure he's not accused later of bringing back a damaged vehicle?
Yes. And actually, I'd like to suggest that they take that a step further. And when you pick the car up, when you were first renting that car, do that when you're first renting the car. And then do that upon return. Because, I like to believe that Hertz is very conservative in regards to its damages and going after customers for its damages. But periodically things happen, and whatever company it is, sometimes they may come back and say, hey, we found these things in dents. If you have the proof that, hey, well, look at these pictures, they're time-stamped of when I return the car, that will really save a lot in some unnecessary headaches. I also like to suggest that you have the return representative go around the car with you and sign your rental agreement indicating that there was no damage at time of return.
Good idea. Okay, I've heard people on the van from the airport to the rental facility talking about the value or not sometimes the value of honors cards with whatever car renter they're renting from. Does Hertz have an honors program for frequent renters?
Yes, that would be the Gold Plus Rewards program I mentioned.
Okay.
And that enables customers to kind of set up a profile. So when they make a reservation, all they have to do is give their number, and we'll know it's Mr. Smith, and he likes his mid-sized car, and he would prefer to have Sirius in it and whatnot. So that helps the reservation. But then again, at the time of rental pickup, when you're first renting that car, you can skip the counter, you go straight to your car, and you're on your way. Gold Plus Reward members, we do tie in rewards with your gold rental, so we earn points, and it's pretty good. It's 1 point per $1, and I think a week's rental is about 2,500 points. You could get weekend rental for about 1,000 points, which is about two or three regular rentals. And the Gold Plus Rewards comes with the thing such as confirmation, where you get that text email before you get to the Hertz facility saying, hey, your car is ready and waiting. So, yes, that is Hertz's program.
Okay. Also, for listeners who drive older cars, do some renters of new cars, because you mentioned your fleet usually is less than a year old, have trouble figuring out how to unlock or even start their rental because of keyless entry?
Yes, I'm chuckling because I had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of an electric vehicle. And the first thing I did was look at the dashboard and say, how do I turn this on? I felt quite savvy being in the car rental industry at that moment. Our representatives, we always have representatives on the lot, and they can help any customers with any concerns.
Okay, and another thing is figuring out how to turn on the lights. Should renters do it during the day just so they know how to do it when it gets dark?
Yes, that's the tip that I would definitely give people, and it's something I do, which is before I leave the lot, you adjust the seats, adjust the mirrors, the rear view mirror, the side mirrors, but I also make sure I know where the lights are, where the windshield wiper is, which side of the car the gas tank is on. Just because those are the little things that you don't want to be doing as you're driving down the highway.
Okay, that makes sense. And please tell Travel Itch listeners how they can get more information about Hertz Rent-A-Car.
Oh, of course. They can always go to Hertz.com, or they can download any of our apps. We have iPhone apps and Android apps. So if you are a frequent traveler and you rent cars quite frequently, by all means, download the app. And everything you'd want to know is on Hertz.com.
That's wonderful. Paula Rivera of Hertz Rent-A-Car, thank you so much for being my guest on Travel Edge Radio.
Well, I thank you so much for having me. I hope to come back.
That'll be great. And I'll be talking with you soon because we've got some press club stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Okay, now it's time to move on to Travel Talk, a regular feature on Travel Itch Radio. What sets JetBlue apart from other airlines? If anybody missed April Dinwiddie last week, she said the New York-based carrier makes cabin comfort a priority. There's more legroom and more aisle room. JetBlue does not clog up the aisle with food or drink carts. As a frequent flyer, however, I'd like to see them do one more thing that they don't do now. At the end of the pre-flight announcements, I'd like to hear them say, for the comfort and safety of your fellow passengers, please remember to cover your mouth when coughing, sneezing, or clearing your throat. Speaking of health, Travel Itch Radio listeners who go abroad often have to figure out whether it's warm or cold when the outside temperature is reported to be in the mid-30s. But that's in Celsius, and it's warm enough to swim in when it's mid-30s in Celsius. And the whales are doing swimmingly, too. Humpback whale sightings are up off the coast of Virginia Beach. That's according to the Virginia Aquarium's winter wildlife boat trips, which have reported an 89% whale sighting rate since their season started December 27th. In fact, on a couple of those boat rides, the whales were close enough to the boat for passengers to smell their breath. Great for pictures, but definitely not for the olfactory nerves. Moving a little further south, the National World War II Museum in New Orleans has opened the U.S. Freedom Pavilion, the Boeing Center. The $35 million building holds such huge artifacts as a B-17E Flying Fortress, other aircraft too, and features a tribute to Medal of Honor recipients. And finally, here's a book all travelers must have. Are you ready for the title? It's called Crap Souvenirs, and the author is Doug Lansky. Published by Peregrine Trade Paperback, it costs only $10.95, about the same price as those worthless souvenirs people feel compelled to buy. The book features more than 150 images of terrible tchotchkes, along with humorous captions. We're going to get Doug Lansky on Travelitch Radio to talk about all the crazy things he's found in his travels and put into his book, and he's going to tell us also where he found them. And that is it. Paula, thank you again for being our guest. We love you, and we love Hertz Rent-A-Car, and we love that you gave us the time to talk about it. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for having me, Dan. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good night, Paula. And that is it for the... Thank you. That's it for the 44th edition of Travel Itch Radio. Special thanks again to Paula Rivera of Hertz Rent-A-Car for being our guest. From all of us at Travel Itch Radio, please come scratch again with Christine Tibbetts, who comes back next week, and with me. Next Thursday at 8 o'clock, our guest will be Stacey Bender of Good Food Ireland. Check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook for details of that show and information on upcoming shows. We're going to have shows from all over the place. We're going to have hoteliers, airline people, authors, and also car people from that industry. So thank you very much, listeners. Really appreciate having you. And don't forget, our guest line to call is 914-338-0314. That's when we're on the air. You can hear our shows on blogtalkradio.com. They're posted in perpetuity on that website, and we hope that you will check out not only this show with Paula Rivera and Hertz Rent-A-Car, but also other shows that we've done. Also on Facebook, Travel Itch Radio, please check it out. Give it a look. I think you'll really enjoy all the announcements we put up there about upcoming guests, and also when we thank guests like Paula Rivera for being on Travel Itch Radio. Christine Tibbetts, I'm looking forward to having you back on the air with me next week. You're a great partner. And that is it from New Jersey and nationwide. Thanks, Paula. Good night.